Hello and welcome to W Rated, where we willingly watch the world's worst rated movies. Today, you've joined us on our Road to Razzies, a special run of episodes looking at the nominations for the worst films of 2022, according to the controversial Golden Raspberry Awards. For new listeners, I'm Daisy, and as always, I'm joined by podcast co-creator, host and editor Claire. Claire, do you want to tell us what film we're talking about this episode?
We are going back to the park, but maybe not the park, because I'm not entirely sure where we went, but we are going to Jurassic World Dominion, released in 2022, directed by Colin Trevorrow, with a screenplay from Colin Trevorrow and Emily Carmichael, and story by Derek Connolly. It currently has a 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb, and it has a 29% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes, but a 77% audience score.
Interesting. Right. So this is definitely, this is a bit different to the ones we've recorded so far for Razzies, I believe. Where do you think?
Yeah. No, it is. I don't know what I was going to say.
Where the critics are kind of saying boo and the audience is saying, yay, dinosaurs, for the most part.
And it doesn't have too many nominations. So we have three nominations here. We have Worst Actress for Bryce Dallas Howard. We have Worst Remake, Ripoff or Sequel. And we have Worst Screenplay by the aforementioned screenwriters. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have, I think of all the films we're going to talk about for this Road to Razzies season, you have some very strong feelings about this film.
Okay.
And I might be a bit controversial about them.
Oh! Okay, so yeah, I'm intrigued to hear what you've got to say, because I know I went to cinema to see this one. You weren't too keen because you heard that it wasn't that great, but also coupled that with the fact that there's a lot of bugs.
So I was really excited to see this because I came to the Jurassic Park franchise very late. So mm-hmm. the Jurassic Park franchise does not mean to me what it means to a lot of other people. I was too scared to ever watch Jurassic Park because I saw a couple of scenes of it when I was very little and it scared me, so then I avoided it for the rest of my life. And I only watched it the week before Jurassic World came out because I wanted to see Jurassic World. And I was like, right, well, it's time to brave it. Jurassic Park, still scary. Loved Jurassic World. One of the few people. I had a great time with Jurassic World.
I thought it was great. Yeah, no, I ended up changing my mind a little bit. I thought it was a bit crap at first, but I've rewatched it and gone, it's just a different thing.
It wasn't what I expected, but was I sat in the cinema eating popcorn, fucking cheering when Blue the Raptor jumped out of an explosion? Yes, I bloody was.
For sure.
And Jurassic World Dominion. I was going to go and see it because I was like, look, I'm sure it probably is crap, but dinosaurs are scary and dinosaurs are fun, and I like being fun and scared in the cinema. And then all the people came out and started talking about how the whole film is about locusts, and the whole film is about all these locusts, and everything in the film is about these locusts. So I didn't go and see the film because I have a very crippling bug phobia. And whilst I did not care for the locusts, they're in like four scenes.
Right, okay.
Very dramatic about these locusts.
As you were saying that, I was like, I think I can see where this is going. No, the bugs aren't like to what I imagine you thought that they were.
That there were no dinosaurs. I thought this whole film was just that here's a bug and there's a bug and there's a locust.
Well, I think the reason, it was dramatized for sure. But I think it was out of just pure like exasperation and confusion of why is the main story focusing so much on like, because it's not necessarily that they're in it, but they're talking about it a lot. Mm-hmm. And for me, the main thing that pissed me off from the beginning, which was why I think it just left it was a sour note for me mm-hmm. throughout the whole thing, was that Fallen Kingdom mm-hmm. left us in a really, really interesting position mm-hmm. where there are dinosaurs loose.
Among us.
Like, not on an island anymore. I'm pretty sure it's in New York, potentially.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh, God, I can't even remember how it finished. Why was it everywhere?
Because they got loose and then dinosaurs migrate.
Oh, sure. Yeah, which they did talk about at the beginning of the film for, like, all of 30 seconds. Actually, it was a lot longer than that because it dragged.
It was basically like a little, like, YouTube info.
Yeah, it was like they did, like, a prologue, which explained the gap between where we were the last time where all of these dinosaurs were set loose to now. And what they'd done through, I didn't mind that it was through YouTube stuff, but they basically done, skipped over the part of the story that I thought this whole film was going to be about. And because they did that, I was just in a bit of shock watching this going, I just came to see that bit. So and what I totally am I doing see now?
Why? Because I think obviously I watched this so much later than everyone else. I didn't have that disappointment.
This is it. The expectation, but again,
I had that off with Fallen Kingdom, and it took me a while to settle into it because the adverts of Fallen Kingdom were about them going to rescue the dinosaurs from the volcano. And I was like, we're going back to the island. We're going to go rescue the dinos. We've got to keep the good dinos safe from the bad dinos, and we've got to not get larvaed. They did that for like 20 minutes, and then they went off to a mansion for the rest of the film.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are we in a... What happened? What, the volcano? And why are we in a mansion? And what? I want that film. And it was two films in one. And they've kind of done it again with this one, because you are right. I was so excited at the end of Fallen Kingdom to be like, oh, that's going to be so cool. Like, imagine being on your wedding day and a velociraptor just like, hello!
Like, you had so much fun with it. They're
so
really,
much
really
fun.
Good.
And it's like Colin... Well, no, because... Oh, no, I believe, did Colin Trevorrow write... Because I know he didn't direct Fallen Kingdom, but he, did he write Fallen Kingdom?
I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah, he wrote Fallen Kingdom. So okay. I feel like Colin Trevorrow perhaps misunderstands what it is that we like about these stories and what it is that we want from these stories. So he co-wrote that film with Derek Connolly.
I was about to say, because I'm just looking at Derek Connolly's IMDb, because he's listed as the story. Oh, no, and Colin Trevorrow is as well. Sorry. I thought he was separate, but no, Colin Trevorrow did the story and the screenplay. So you're right, they're equally to blame. Yeah, it's just this weird thing of like, when, which is again, the whole debate about IP and all of this.
Story by Derek Connolly, Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, there you fucking go. Although he wrote the screenplay for Detective Pikachu, so... And Kong Skull Island I really liked.
I've not seen that one.
For that.
But I do love Detective Pikachu.
And he did the screenplay for Jurassic World. He wrote Safety Not Guaranteed, which is meant to be really good, but I haven't seen. But
so that
I don't
was
know.
Him and Colin Trevorrow as, like, Sundance hit that got them the gig with the Jurassic series. Yeah.
So, again, we're at this point with studios and IP and stuff where everyone loves Jurassic Park for many, many reasons. And also because it is, it's a lightning in a bottle moment in time where this thing was well made and it caught everyone's attention and it was part of their childhood, etc. This is why we're getting all of the revisions back to Jurassic World and Star Wars and everything, because they knew they could cash in on that stuff. But everything that they've done, even like people hated Lost World and 3, but then they've gone back and watched it and it's still got that charm and it's got its own, their own things about it. And I wonder if people are doing that now, same with some maybe Star Wars prequels a little bit, because the newer ones they were so excited by, going, oh yeah, you know, we've got so much money now, we've got all these big stuff, like we can make this bigger and better, but actually they've failed to get the one thing that money can't buy, which is just a good story. And sure, it can buy it because you can pay the writers that write it, but it's not something you could throw money at in the same way. And I think that's the same problem that Marvel are having, like the same formula over and over again, and it all kind of falls back to this formulaic and just completely uninspired and really confusingly chosen material for stories, where I think it comes across like studios are worried that by rehashing the old stuff, like they have to do something so different because people are going to be worried it's rehashing the old stuff. And look, we had that problem with like when Thingy came out. What's the first Star Wars remake? Not remake.
Force Awakens.
Force Awakens. A lot of people were like, this is so close to so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. But then a lot of people, you know, whatever. You're never going to please everyone. But at the same time, I just feel like if you're going to take the land of what you're taking and do something new, it's got to have the same heart for it to work. And I feel like Jurassic World still had that. I thought so. I know not everyone liked it, but I felt like it took itself a little bit more seriously than Jurassic Park did at the time. And it doesn't have Spielberg at the helm, so you're obviously going to be down points for that. but it had fun and it built this whole world and you felt like you were on the island. It had some fantastic shots. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard are fine, you know.
Bryce Dallas Howard is much better than fine in any film. Yeah. Could walk down the street and be better than fine.
Well, true. I mean, she did run in heels. Like,
and she's named Claire and liked purple. So well, there you go.
Like, she's not my favourite. I don't think she did a bad job. They are characters that I remember, at least, you know. I remember, like, their tone and the way they'd speak and, like, who they are. I'd be able to describe them as characters, whereas there's so many films I wouldn't be able to do that for. But it seems like the more that they did that, the more that they've done more, they're like, oh, we need to think of a new story now. How about, what would happen if we did the same thing for dinosaurs but for children? And it's just like, and it's an interesting concept, and I like the Fallen Kingdom stuff now. And maybe I'm being a bit, not trolly, a bit like, just do, like, they're allowed to do what they want, obviously. But it feels like that's the downfall of why the story doesn't work, because there's a bit too much trying to jump the shark every time, mm-hmm. rather than have we, at the heart of this, got a really good emotional human story with an interesting character stuff, etc. And then, yeah, we can have the extra bits like, what if this and what if that? But I think it seems like they're just a bit distracted by that. And the same for this one, where they've gone, right, we need to do more things, because I just don't know why they didn't focus on the dinosaur thing. Maybe they thought it was going to be too expensive, so they skipped over that. And they're like, well, this would be really... I guarantee I'd sit around a boardroom and someone would be like, oh, what about if... what are the consequences of dinosaurs? But that's really interesting. Mm. But the way they've told it hasn't been interesting. And that's the problem. It's just like, okay, if you're going to do something different, you've got to sell it to me still, because I've come in here for a dinosaur movie and everyone knows what we want from those dinosaur movies. And I absolutely want to be challenged. But if it feels like so disconnected, it's just like, it's just friction. It's just like, why? I'm not buying into that story because you're not selling it to me. You've just smudged it in there because... you wanted something different to talk about, I guess. So that was my issue with the story.
No,
the long and short of it.
No, it's funny because I listened to a couple of podcasts. So I only watched the film a couple of days ago, so I listened to a couple of podcasts yesterday and this morning about why it didn't work. Because again, yeah. I sat there like, what the fuck did you all want from this movie? Like, you saw Fallen Kingdom, right? It's basically a sequel to Fallen Kingdom. Like, fair play, if you didn't like Fallen Kingdom, you cannot like this one. It's how I felt about Halloween Ends. Like, if you didn't like Halloween Kills, just don't go watch Halloween Ends.
I didn't watch Halloween Ends.
like, I don't know what you all want. That's exactly, I was like, I go into these films to turn my brain off and eat popcorn and be a bit scared and have a laugh. And that's kind of what I had with this. Mm. But the podcast I listened to, one of them was the Big Picture podcast from the Ringer Podcast Network. And they were talking, they were ranking all six Jurassic mm-hmm. films and talking about them. And it's funny that your complaint is that a lot of it was different, because what their complaint was how much of it felt like just a highlight reel, similar to the way that Rise of Skywalker felt like a highlight reel, which is why I'm so fascinated to have learned while we're recording that same bloody person did the stories for both of them. Because it's like, when they tried to do something not even different, just not what was expected in Fallen Kingdom, in no way similar to Last Jedi. Last Jedi both was a great film and continued stories. It didn't change stories, it continued them.
It built on the characters. It said, where would the characters go next if that had happened? It was clear trajectory,
Whereas I think Fallen Kingdom didn't go down very well. So it's like, just like with Rise of Skywalker, with Jurassic World Dominion, they're like, right, hang on, what do people mean?
Oh,
what are
the
memes? What do people like from the originals?
And
their argument was that the film was created around those bits, and then the story was kind of slammed in around
that makes
them.
Sense. Because so that sort of gave you an insight into my frustration with, from the beginning, basically, mm-hmm. of... I've come into this film, like, I've rewatched Fallen Kingdom. I enjoyed it. I think the stuff in the museum's got a really good horror element to it. I was open-minded going into the cinema. But when they skipped over that bit, I was just like, a bit butthurt about it. And I was just like, okay, fine. And then it was because the rest of it had this complex story that it didn't seem to care about. Mm-hmm. It just felt like it needed...
didn't care about its own story.
I feel like, as much as I've spoken about it already, like, what it comes down to is I didn't believe they cared about this intricate, complex thing of what would happen if, because I'm interested in that. I would have gotten over the dinosaur bit if they made that bit compelling. But if you're going to do something different, you can't make it boring as well. So that was my issue. And then in amongst that, it was, let's get the old gang back together and give them absolutely nothing to do and just shoot the same angles from the first one so that we all go, ah, that happened in the first one. Like, please.
Yeah.
Like, not only did I get told a boring story, I was then talked so down to with all of the visuals and the quips and the wink, wink, nudge, nudges, that when it got to the point where you see the dinosaur's head in the circular water fountain, I turned around to my boyfriend and he just sank in his seat, shaking his head. And I was like, that is exactly how I feel, because it felt so unearned. And also, just while I'm remembering, there was this moment at the end where you've got the whole old gang, new gang. And I'm pretty sure I've seen quite a lot on Twitter about this specific scene. The blocking made no sense whatsoever.
So I did, on one of the podcasts, I did hear someone being like, I don't know if Bryce Dallas Howard was on screen with a single other human for the whole filming of this film.
Yeah. Was it a COVID film?
So this was one of the only films in production during the whole of COVID. This was in production during 2020. The summer of 2020, they were filming this film. It was the peak of COVID. And so that's the thing.
Did they change the story based on that?
I do give it a slight bit of credit, because my biggest issue with the film was that where there were so many characters and there were so many set pieces, it all felt very puzzle pieced together.
Yes.
Like, okay, and we'll put this piece here and then we can put this piece here, but it didn't seem to be supporting the story. The story seemed second nature, and it was just, let's just have all of our characters moving around the board on a board game. Yeah.
And also we need a reason for them to go there, so let's just say this.
Yeah. And then they'll meet together at the end.
Yeah.
But I do think there was probably large portions that were because of COVID. And so many shutdowns. It kept getting shut down.
Right.
Shut down and reopened. And then someone else would get COVID and it got shut down.
Yeah.
So I do...
That makes sense.
I do think that specifically the blocking and the lack of chemistry between all of the actors and that element of it, I think is...
Which is a shame.
Down to
when you think
COVID.
About that, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, okay. I feel less angry.
Yeah. Like, I give it a tiny bit of credit for them.
I give it a bit of credit for that.
Maybe they should have just waited. You know?
Yeah.
Then, again, it's so special effects heavy that they probably wanted to get it into the special effects units to get
And,
the work
you know,
done,
these they're businesses. They've got to make money. If they've organised with the distributor, that they've got to have it out by a certain time and they can't push it back anymore. You know, it's...
And I'd imagine there's big contractual things with Chris Pratt because he's got to go and do Guardians of the Galaxy for
They've got a moment in time
where
they've got everything that they can and they'll try and push it. But they just have to make it work. And to be honest, now that you've mentioned that, it does make me wonder, did they have to... I know there's got a lot of big set pieces, but it's mainly those, that group specifically versus another group. So it's
So there's set pieces with Chris Pratt, and I've forgotten the name of the new character who is the pilot.
God, I don't even remember
her name is Kayla Watts. She's played by DeWanda Wise.
Okay.
So there's like set pieces with her and Chris Pratt. Bryce Dallas Howard has set
pieces on when they were crawling along the ice.
Yeah, which I liked.
I did like that.
I liked Bryce Dallas Howard's bits, like the underwater
scene. Oh my God, the underwater bit was brilliant. Yeah.
And then you've got Laura Dern and Sam Neill off being their pairing. Jeff Goldblum's kind of around. And then you've got Isabella Sermon as Maisie Lockwood, who's also then doing her own set pieces, kind of uncovering a lot of the what do you call it? When everyone dumps the exposition. Poor, you know, give the youngest actress the job of just doing
I don't even remember what was her stuff.
So she's the clone slash not
yeah,
clone.
Yeah. But I just meant like what was she doing? Like what was
well, she
her...
had to find out, is she really a clone and did they clone people and
Oh sure. She's in the lab.
Yeah.
She finds
and
Laura
she links
Dern
them all together as well. Yeah. And so she's the MacGuffin, but also the exposition girl and also a clone. And it's like, God bless that poor child.
I'm thinking, I think the story probably took a hit there in terms of, okay, so we can't get everyone in the same place at the same time anymore. So we just kind of have to give them a reason. We have to work backwards. We know we can get them all at the end, give or take. So what can
they all be doing?
Yeah, I wonder if that's what happened. And you know what? That softened me. I feel a little bit less harsh about that now. Because I think at the end of the day, they did what they probably could. Mm-hmm. And they just went, we're just going to have to dial up the nostalgia.
I mean, I would still, of its three nominations, I would still probably allow the worst screenplay one to go in.
Yes.
Because I think even without those production issues, like you say, it doesn't really feel like there's much of a story there. Like, they just want a reason for all of these people to be together. Yes, so they're like, okay, let's imagine that they have to get some magical cure for something from this place and have them all go to this place. And I could never really... And also, I don't understand what any of the stuff in Malta was about. No clue. Still don't understand.
I don't remember. All I remember is saying to my boyfriend, I went there, because I went there last year and it's like the tiniest island in the world. So I literally went everywhere in the 5 days I was there.
You were on the set of Jurassic World.
I was.
Yeah.
I was.
But yeah, it just got a bit messy and a bit confusing. So I would allow the worst screenplay to go in. I am furious.
Yeah, I don't
understand. They have nominated Bryce Dallas Howard.
I don't
understand
that at all.
God bless her, she barely gets any bloody screen time. So it's not like she had much to do. And then they force her into the mother role. And like the whole point of Claire in the first film is that she has no maternal instinct.
Yeah.
And like, she's there with her nephews. And obviously she develops a maternal instinct for them towards the end of the film because they're going through peril. But it was very awkward to between 1 to 3. I know obviously she does like the girl in the second one and they do care for her because it's a young girl in trouble.
Well, she has empathy. She's not a monster.
But it was very awkward for her only role in this film to be, I'm a mother and I want my child back.
I'm not being funny, actually. That, I think, not only is it like disappointing, but it's actually just misogynistic, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's all you can think of for your woman character when she's specifically... You know, that's specifically a story beat, you know, that's just lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy and not.
Goes back to the screenplay.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So I think that's unfair. I don't really remember her being in it.
Alone.
And that underwater bit, the underwater bit was fire.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I'll be honest, with the other nom, worst remake, ripoff or sequel, I would go for that because, like, it's been my most disappointing in the series so far. I love Jurassic World. I wasn't sure on Fallen Kingdom, but I rewatched it and I liked it for what it was. Maybe I'll do the same for this, but if you're looking at the whole series, this is right at the bottom. And it's just one of those things now where I'm kind of, it's just beating a dead horse with going back over, you know, just leave it alone now. I think they've kind of, for me, they've killed and buried it now.
Well, I mean, I'm in between on that one because, as I said at the start, the franchise doesn't mean the same to me as it does to a lot of people. But they did also market this as the end of the Jurassic era and it was the end. Though obviously some people have quibbled, does that mean that then they're just going to do another one of the Crustaceous period with a whole new cast?
Yeah, probably.
but they have Camp Crustaceous on a Netflix cartoon.
All right. Oh, yeah.
It's cute enough.
If they think it's going to make money, they'll make it.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, and I'll go see it.
Yeah. I want to see dinos on the big screen because they scare me.
I do.
My last point, which I'd like to end the episode with, is that Blue and Beta are adorable and should be protected at all costs.
Agreed. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We hope you can join us for the next episode where we keep running down that road on the way to the Razzies 2023. See you then.